This is a HeadGum Original.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Previously on the HeadGum Podcast.
Great.
So this is the content you want to have.
The HeadGum Podcast Indirect Tour.
Yes. The Festival Indirect Tour.
Nice.
To have.
Nice.
And that's part of it. Yeah, nice. What'd you do this weekend? It's taken 7 minutes to get through this bullshit.
It's your fault.
No way.
You played a series of trains.
Yeah, you told us we needed to reset.
This is crazy.
Okay.
We've gone through half of our weekends.
So say yours. What do you mean? You say that and then you don't say anything else. Are you kidding me?
I'm waiting for Johnny to go, and he started talking when you got mad.
Do you guys like that sort of DJ mix that I just did?
I did.
Yeah. We've leveled up.
Sort of a tour de farce.
Nice.
What was that, Amir?
You're sort of a tour de farts. Ready?
You okay.
Oh, yeah.
Ready? We already started recording. Yes.
For sure.
Of course.
All right. I'm here.
Marika, how is it being in the the Big Apple?
You know, we're thriving and surviving over here.
One is the bare minimum, the other one is the actual maximum.
Mm-hmm.
So which one are you leaning?
It's a roller coaster.
It's up and down even within an hour?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Anything could change.
I feel like everyone here is low energy Jeb except for me and Anya. So let's.
Oh my God, thank you.
Get some of the energy up. I don't know if Amir. Did you already record buckets?
Yeah. Did I say that?
Billy tweeted about it. So my fear is that you used up all your capital, social capital, entertainment capital of the world on that show and didn't save enough for this one. Don't. Say yes to the session if you're going to show up with this natitude, which is a lack of attitude, positive or negative, even negative. Sorry, just 1 second. Even a negative outlook showing up with some energy would be good.
Natitude is lack of attitude.
Natitude light. Yeah.
Yeah.
Amir's been out of town. It's like kind of a big deal that he said yes to this at all.
Thank you.
Yeah,
it's actually a really good get.
What's that?
This is a really big get for you.
You're on the show all the time.
Yes, for Anya.
Thank you, Marika. Yeah.
A big get is when Jake decides to do the show. Yeah, I enjoyed that you booked yourself.
Oh, my God.
What?
I just didn't want to email anyone else last week.
I get that. It's fucking hot outside.
It's hot inside.
59 degrees. It's crisp and cool out.
It's not hot at all.
It's hot inside, I meant to say, because I'm under a bunch of covers.
Yeah.
And I'm wearing socks and sweats.
Mm-hmm. I think that'll do it.
Anya, are you in, is it safe to say?
I've actually moved. Mount Washington is so small that you would be doxing me fully if I was still living there.
Somebody could go on Google Earth and match, you know, the 3D Earth view to those windows.
Right. Yeah. There's some, some hacker would like look at this, the way that the light comes in here and figure out where I am.
Yeah. And my question is, what's the
If you don't mind, do you, if you have something else to do,
we can do this later without you. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if Anya's available, but I'm around.
I'm just kidding. I'm sorry. Sorry. Sorry, Jeff. We formed an alliance at the top of the show and I just betrayed you. I live in.
Wow.
That's a cool area.
I'm over you guys.
That's a fun Eastern move. Dude. The hell was that?
What?
I don't know. I don't know what energy is coming at me right now. Marika looks tired, which is valid. Amir looks tired, not as valid.
I don't look or
I don't
am
know what energy is coming
tired
towards me right now.
Towards you? I'm mustering up all the courage I have for this. It's hard, you
how
know?
How are you? Yeah, how are you feeling?
Fine. I'm feeling fine. I'm feeling bad. I'm having a bad day. Is that what you want to hear? I'm having a scattered day. I'm currently running this off a Wi-Fi hotspot for my phone.
Yeah,
that explains
tell
a lot. Yeah.
Can you actually?
Yeah, it's lagging.
Yeah, really? Which I think is also leading and contributing to the lagging conversation.
Yes.
Here's the Wi-Fi cut out 8 minutes before this started, so I couldn't make a company move elsewhere across town to a different place that I have Wi-Fi avail. Does that make sense?
Yeah, because you've never last minute rescheduled this. Sorry, I'm doing this again. We're on the same team. I'm sorry. I forgot about that.
Absolutely savage pull.
I'm sorry.
This is Andrea. Savage.
Yeah. I am sorry.
I think we can pull through, though. I think it'll be
in good terms of the lag or?
The lag, the energy, the vibes, your scattered day.
Let's turn it around.
Scattered facial
day
expression
in the park. I guess Jeff was the 4th of July. Scattered day in the park. I guess Jeff was the.
Are you guys hearing the computer audio? The whole time you haven't heard it.
No, wait, we have.
So what
no,
did
we've
you
heard
say?
It so loud. What?
You were talking while it was playing, so we couldn't
Bond
hear
of the
you
week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Capybara. Are you guys seeing this on TikTok? They're like, Capybara. That one?
Oh.
Don't know who that is.
Marika. I don't. Okay.
Oh, okay.
So I don't think I'm seeing what you're seeing, but I've been reporting to the video team at HeadGum that I'm experiencing a phenomenon of every time I open YouTube, I'm logged into the HeadGum channel. I get a video about capybaras to the same song.
Yes. That's like a famous song or something.
But they're all like 8 months old. So I don't know why. And they have millions of views. I don't know why I'm getting them now.
It's a TikTok thing currently, I think. But there's this song. It's like capybara or something. And so this would be capybondra.
Mm-mm. I don't think that's the same song. The one that I'm getting is Okay, I Pull Up Capybara.
Amir's silent. This has nothing
Amir's
to do with him.
He's reading an article about Ja Morant flashing a gun. That's probably what's happening.
He had a blicky in the club.
It was absolutely not a lighter. who are your guys' bonds of the week?
Actually, mine is Ja Morant.
Really? Bond Morant?
Very good.
Is it because Jaws he already knows Bond how to handle a gun?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. My thing is he definitely didn't hold it the way James would. He held it like your roommate's girlfriend's underwear that you're trying to like kind of with respect take out of the dryer.
Bet.
With respect?
Bet.
What's that?
With respect?
2. Yeah.
Okay.
Do you take issue with that?
Yeah, I just didn't know what take your girlfriend's underwear out of the dryer with respect.
Roommate's
meant.
Girlfriend. Does that make a little bit more sense now?
Barely. But sure. I think you could say the same of like taking a stranger's laundry out of the dryer at the laundromat.
No, because I feel like when you take a strange, it's like you still take the whole pile. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
This would be one by one with tweezers.
Just the you're like picking out the underwear from the rest of the laundry pile, which is what that sounds like.
With tweezers.
And with respect.
Yeah.
Marika, who's your bond of the week?
Oh boy, what's going on this week? I don't know.
Anya, what do you got? Let's skip this one.
Totally shit.
No, Marika.
No, we'll come back to her. It's just she's not ready.
Yeah, we can come back to me.
Okay, I think my bond of the week, speaking of doxing me, is my landlord. Maybe I shouldn't have said his name. Grace.
I'll bleep all of
bleep
it.
Bleep that. But he needs to like replace a couple things in our house. So I sent him a list of what I needed replaced on Sunday at 9:30 p.m.
Yeah.
And he texted back immediately. He said, "Great. I'm getting up crazy early to get some surgery. Gonna be out of it for a couple days. Please send this again on Wednesday and I will do it on Thursday."
I'm and I fucking said, sorry.
I said, absolutely no problem. I've never had a landlord treat me with such respect, actually, to use it.
Yeah.
It was the, and I didn't know what to, I was like, don't even worry about it. Like I can, in just to even text back and say, I'm getting up crazy early to get some surgery. Like as
I'm waking up early
takeout.
To get some surgery. As if you're going to a farmer's market to get a specific guava.
It was the cuckoo crazy.
You suck, man.
a few months ago, we had some silverfish and I texted him like, I try to text my the landlord like as infrequently as possible. So yeah. I was like, I'm going to get a pest control in. Is that okay? I'm going to take it out of rent. And he wrote back immediately, no problem. Thanks. What is silverfish?
Yeah. And how did you feel about that?
It's just the craziest dynamic of like the nicest thing a landlord has ever done. Generally, they're bad people.
Of course.
Parasites but did or they, whatever.
The nice thing being still kind of the bare minimum though, right?
It's the absolute bare minimum, but it is the nicest thing a landlord has ever done, which is saying, no problem, you got it. But then for him to not know what silverfish was,
yeah,
as a landlord of many, many years was crazy. For him to say yes without knowing what it was. What if it was fish, like Amir is implying?
Yeah.
Sure.
You're taking sugarfish out of urine. Yeah.
Hope that's cool. Anyways, I guess bleep all of that. Sorry. But that is he's my bond of the week for doing landlord work from the hospital bed.
I love that.
Yeah, that's good. My bond of the week is gonna be Gil Ozeri, because I just scrolled past a tweet where he said, "Brubba go do." And I thought that was funny.
I thought you were going to say my bond of the week is Gil Ozeri because why not?
Why do you think? That? Oh, yeah.
His old Snapchat.
I also think it would be good to have a bond that was like slightly big on Snapchat 5 years ago. I say that with the most amount of respect for Gil Ozeri Snapchat. Look up late night Kiwi shave. Makes me laugh every single time I watch it.
Late night Kiwi shave.
It's so good. Play it, Julie, like play it right now.
Marika, I have a question for you in the meantime as our marketing director.
Yeah.
Is Snapchat part of our strategy?
No.
People aren't on that anymore.
I think they are. I gave up a long time ago.
And HeadGum no longer.
Yeah. I mean, in theory, we have one. Yeah, we did. We used it maybe at like our second HeadGum Live in Austin. We had some Snapchat filters.
That's right.
That was fun.
Maybe we bring it back. Maybe there's something there.
It was so popular.
Yeah. I don't want to.
A solid
well,
open rate.
A couple built a cabin in the Blue Ridge Mountains for $150,000 without borrowing a cent. So that's all liquidity. Like that's yeah. They're also just rich. That's yeah. What my take was. Like people put less money down and borrow money, meaning they have less money to spend, but they still get a house. Why did you buy a whatever? Yeah.
I agree with you.
Yes, thank you. I know.
Yeah.
I missed so the beginning, ready. But I'm sure that I agree with you.
Somebody
also.
Built a cabin. Is that the article that we're
I've never had to do this on the show, but Amir, could you shut up?
you say that all the time.
Guys, guess which state drinks the most beer?
Wisconsin.
I was gonna say Wisconsin.
I was gonna say Wisconsin too.
Because of the Brewers.
It's not.
Although don't discount Florida. Most people, party animals.
Colorado?
Not the most people, first of all.
Yeah.
For a party?
Ice
for a party?
Most people per party.
Most party animals?
That's a good metric.
The question was who drinks the most beer, and now we've
is it
quickly gotten to you think per capita, Florida?
We have to consider like most colleges, most yeah.
It's
going to
be per capita, and
that's
the answer
Massachusetts
is
or New Hampshire.
The answer is Montana.
Per capita, so like they have the least amount of people, but
the
they all drink
beer.
You're not getting it. So per capita, it's about how many gallons per capita per year, right? So the score is 1.66 for Montana, followed closely behind by actually wait, holy shit. I was incorrect based on the graph. It's actually a New Hampshire.
Live free or die. That's their thing.
That's true.
You don't have to wear a helmet. You don't have to wear a helmet on a motorcycle there. Which seems wrong.
That's kind of cool.
And they don't have tax on liquor.
That's true.
I don't know if that applies to beer as well, but
cities such as Topeka and South Burlington, Vermont, will pay upwards of $10,000 for you to move there this year. My question to you is, what price would you have to be paid to move to a shitty city?
Wait, where are these people getting paid? What states
Topeka,
or cities?
Kansas, etc.
They're still doing that?
Yes.
Topeka or where else?
South Burlington, Vermont. I would move to South Burlington, Vermont if they paid me $100,000.
Yeah, it's not shitty. It's nice up there.
Exactly yeah. Right.
It is cold.
It is cold.
Shut up.
If they bought me a house, I'd move kind of anywhere.
Really?
This is open invitation to anyone that wants to buy me a house.
Yeah, I'd need land. I don't want cash. I'd want land.
Marika, you have to relax about this land-owning nonsense.
Well, with cash,
acres.
You can buy land.
Well, not 10,000.
Yeah, 10,000 is nothing. I mean, maybe
it's
you don't
remote enough.
Amir.
Pedro Pascal revealed his Starbucks order and fans are in a frenzy. The highly caffeinated order has fans wondering, is this man okay?
What's the order?
I knew you would ask that. It's an iced quad espresso in a venti cup with 6 shots.
That is a lot.
Yeah.
Quad
so it's no longer
quad.
It's not a quad if it's 6 shots, by the way.
Right.
Sorry,
yeah.
He usually buys
10.
The quad.
That's 10 shots of espresso in a venti cup.
I'm sending some properties that you can get for
10,000
under 10K. Yeah.
I was wondering why you were ignoring me. And
this is exciting.
Not really.
You know,
this isn't anything.
No,
I don't want to live anywhere here.
I don't want property. I need a house. I'm not going to, I don't have money to build the house either, Amir.
Yeah. Well, you know, Home Depot is doing this thing where you can buy like a tiny home for less than $50,000. So all you need is
no,
the
I want
land
a large
with the
home.
Right. Okay. So you want a mansion.
Or you could
free.
Be like, right. I mean, for sure. But you could also be like the guy that built a house on top of a skip. what were they called? Like a garbage bin
Marika,
in England.
What are you saying?
There's a guy living out of a garbage can in England.
It's really nice. This is Marika talking to a policeman. Quick, there's a man. So he's living out of a garbage can in England.
It's a limerick, Marika Hearn.
Yeah, that's fine, I think is what they would say. That's fine.
There once was a man from Berkshire.
Who lived in a garbage can, for sure.
I was going to say man his in can was is right slim. There, but...
Yeah. You know.
His pockets were slim, the garbage was
it's a landmark
thin.
At this point. So bad. It's real, though. Look it up. He seems like he's thriving.
Marika is an Anglophile. I believe anything, any kind of news she has from across the pond, I believe.
Yeah. Let's go back to this Pedro Pascal thing for a second, though. I'm worried about him from that, I think.
He seems like he's got his shit together.
Yeah, he's fine. I saw a play that he directed in 2012 that involved the characters digging a hole.
Are you guys not seeing this or hearing this?
We're not hearing it.
We're not hearing it.
We're seeing it in frames.
Yeah, it's really choppy, but we get the gist. Oh, this is another Genie Moose.
I'll go back to my story, though. So Pedro Pascal directed a play.
All right, let's just keep watching the visuals then while you tell your story.
Pedro Pascal directed a play where the characters were digging a hole in the ground in dirt. Spoiler alert, they were trying to bury a dead baby. But I sat front row and I got so much dirt on me because they were literally shoveling.
Jeff, I wish you could see the way that we're watching this parrot video.
Yeah.
It's all like right. It's like a storyboard. Like it's not. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. One frame every 2 seconds.
Yeah. It's crazy.
For CNN, I'm Genie Moose. This
needs
parrot.
To work.
Wasn't all it was wise cracked up to be.
That was good, though.
That was good.
He had the umpire repeating his calls. You've heard of balls and strikes. Well, these are caws with stripes. I'm Genie Moose. And I'm going to fucking blow my brains out. Or something like that. Usually it's like...
How dare you disrespect Genie like that?
I know.
What she does, you could never do.
It felt a little misogynistic at the end. Just
what? Yeah. There's no way. Why?
I don't know. Just had like an air.
Didn't have an air. No air. Misogyny. It was just making fun of the way she
it had
structures.
An air. It had an air.
Air. You had a bad air.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Guys, my social battery is starting to come back, I have to say, because, you know, we're all less social in the winter, habitually, and I feel like I've sort of charged up for a summer of filling my cup. But it can be easy to ignore our social battery altogether and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter, like I said. What's the right amount of socialization for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some time alone. Therapy can give you that self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I'm in therapy every week. It definitely helps me rearrange my priorities so that I can prioritize my social battery and making sure I have that time to recharge, which I need. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/whatsthat today to get 10% off your first month. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/whatsthat. Thanks, BetterHelp.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Oriflame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Oriflames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Oriflame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Welcome to
okay.
The choice.
Yeah, no, we see.
Yeah. Have you guys ever seen The Voice?
No.
Yeah.
You
mean,
have
I'm
or have
familiar
not.
With the concept.
The choice is like The Voice, but you don't have to sing if you don't want to.
Yeah.
Is that pretty good. The choice?
Makes sense.
Yeah. Makes sense.
All right, so who wants to go first with the choice? Let's pick a song, any song. I'm gonna go with Margaritaville by Jimmy Buffett. And
it's
I'm gonna
buffet,
just call on
actually.
People and you have a choice. So here we go. Anya, you're up first.
I don't know the words.
What's that?
I don't know the words.
You don't know the words?
It's no. Am I supposed to have started already?
Yeah, well, it's you're coming in now and then it's
yeah,
watching
okay,
the
I
song.
Guess I choose not to. I choose not to sing. Isn't that the game?
That's yeah, okay. So
I was supposed to have pulled up the lyrics?
No, it's just do you want to sing or not?
Okay, so I didn't.
Okay. Here we go. This is going to be Amir. I'm going to go with the SNL intro song. Here we go.
There's no lyrics to that.
Do you want to DM me if you need some production help? I can like do it.
Amir?
It's
this is so
live,
easy.
It's Saturday Night Live. Wow. With Adam Sandler.
That was pretty good.
And
I said that was pretty good.
Yeah, but then you stopped it very early on.
I don't really want to even give Marika the chance or the choice, but this is the choice.
Chore.
So here we go. The chores.
What did I do?
Here we go. This is LA Woman for Marika. On the choice.
What?
This is impossible.
LA Woman by
the
Doors. Yes.
I don't know. Good luck to you, my friend.
I don't think I know the song at all. Yeah, I choose not to sing.
Really?
Yeah.
Why would he even give us a choice?
I saw this funny TikTok trend of like somebody doing blind karaoke, so you don't know what song
yeah,
it is,
that
and then you like hear the song, and it's usually not the song that is on, but like it still fits because there's only like 9 different songs in the world, I guess. But that would have been a better version.
Can we do another round?
No. Nope. No, we can't. Oh, you want to do another round?
Marika, please.
All right. Let's take it back to Anya. Here we go.
Oh, fuck.
This is going to be.
Well, maybe don't say the song. It could be like a surprise, just like that. Surprise,
okay, I'll try. I'll try to guess the song.
All right.
And sing it. Well, I don't know when it comes in.
That's part of the joy.
Is it here? It's not. It's so, it's like we're minutes away from them singing.
Starts with a 90-second intro.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, you still have the choice.
Well, I guess we'll wait it out.
Yeah.
It's glitching. Okay. Yeah. I hear it now. Is it here? No.
Beautiful flute.
It's pretty beautiful for a karaoke version. Here you go.
It's right here.
It was there.
There's a lady who's sure. Right? All that glitters is gold.
Correct.
I'm humiliated to even know all the lyrics. She's buying a stairway to heaven. How long am I going? That was it.
Anya made the choice to sing. Here we go. This is going to be for Marika. Yeah, here we go.
If we're going to continue to workshop this idea, it'd be cool if the choice was you had to do something else instead, because otherwise.
Can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed?
This song is more about the choice than it is about the voice, so it's whether you really only have to do like the first two lines, because then it demonstrates that you made the choice.
Yeah, why didn't you know that, Marika? That was so obvious from the start.
Amir, here we go. Okay, here we go. You chose not to sing. That is Christ. The choice.
So many that? Time signatures.
What was that?
That was In the Ghetto by Elvis Presley.
Marika, that was the lag.
Okay.
Because it slowed down and then it sped way back up.
Yeah.
Which Jeff doesn't know this is happening, but the listeners at home know and we know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Cool deep Elvis cut.
Time for our next and last segment. Poetry or nah?
Let's what or not?
I just hope birds like nah, scatter, so we're all like they heard that. Hello.
We're all going to take turns writing one sentence poems on the fly / off the cuff. Winner takes all.
Okay.
Unless it's not poetry. So we basically, so I'm going to point. So if you guys pointed to me and said it's my turn, right? So I would say, hungry is the victor that doesn't spoil his own appetite. And then you would say, is that poetry or is that just sort of nothing? And then whoever has the most sentences of poetry by the end of this wins. Does that make sense?
I'm not going to pick it apart. So let's just get into it.
All right. Let's start with Marika since she seems really prepared and excited. I forgot to say that we're doing this in rounds where we all have 1 minute on the clock. So it's how many one-sentence poems can you do in a minute? All right? And we're going to just say poetry or nah as you say each sentence. And then whoever has the most poetries versus nahs wins that round. Ready? 3, 2, 1. Marika's on the clock.
Water in a glass on the desk.
Nah.
Poetry.
Amir?
Poetry, yeah.
All right, holy shit.
If I write a poem, am I a poet?
Poetry.
I also say poetry.
Holy shit. Keep going, Marika. You don't have to wait for the last vote. This
to
is very slow.
To be or not to be, that may be the question at hand.
Plagiarized, but poetry. Because I'm assuming it's T-U-B-I.
It's what?
I don't know, but yeah, I'll let the clock run.
T-U-B-I, Tubi, the streaming service. Tubi or not Tubi, that is the streaming service. First of all, that's a better poem. I punched it up.
Nah,
you got
not
two.
Poetry.
You only made two poems, so here we go. Amir, before we lose you entirely, because you haven't blinked in a minute. 3, 2, 1, Amir's turn. Here we go.
Activity, action, and chaos. Three demons you must slay in order to become a better person.
not poetry.
But good advice.
Yeah, not poetry though.
Yeah, aphorism kind of.
We met in Hatfield County, and by the time we were married, we had already moved 4 times in my heart and 2 in my head.
Poetry.
Yeah, poetry.
Yeah.
Same. Daddy used to tell me the straighter the teeth, the less stories somebody had to say.
No.
No.
No, that is poetry.
Okay.
No, I think that's prose.
Yeah. Anybody can tighten their belt, but it takes a real person to fill out their pants.
No, not poetry.
That's a saying. That's an ism. So maybe it's hard to write more than 2 poems per minute.
Yeah, maybe you suck and you don't know poetry if it hit you in the fucking head. Sorry, that was my 5th one. Did I run
Can
out
you
of time?
Recite?
I brandish a gun like Jaw.
Do any of you know?
We have
a poem
to
by
move
heart.
On. We have
Next
to
game.
Move on.
Next game.
An entire film?
No, I said a poem.
Oh, a poem by heart.
Like, do you have one memorized?
Sorry. This is Anya. 3, 2, 1, go.
Oh. The way Jeff plays these sounds, the birds outside can hear them.
Nah.
Poem.
Okay.
Okay, so that's one.
So many things I wish I could be doing with this hour of my life.
Poem.
Poem.
Nah.
So what?
None of us in this room have read poetry before. Are we hearing poetry now?
Nah.
offensive but poetry.
Really?
I would say
really
offensive but poetry is
poem.
A better poem.
Okay, offensive but poetry.
I counts. Like that a lot.
All right, well that was mine. Stole.
Okay, well it's my turn.
Oh.
Yeah, you plagiarized from the best.
That was 3. All right, and here I go. Sound off. The days of camp are gone long.
No.
The days of camp are gone long?
Mama never believed in me, so I didn't either.
Prose.
Yeah. Kind of
corduroy dreams sounding means there's a rod in my cock.
No, fucked up and no.
First 2 lines, yes.
I love the rod cock part.
That's a good name for someone, rod cock.
Lunching in Mexico City, did I even leave my comfort zone?
No, none of these are poems.
These are more like first lines to
She
a,
strokes
a
my
novel.
Back like I want her to stroke my axe. No. How did I get zero?
You overthought it.
I feel like you also like wrote them ahead of time.
I did. All
really
right.
Looked like you were reading.
She strokes my back. End it there.
That's a poem. Baby shoes for sale never worn kind of vibes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. That's cool.
That reference is apparently not cool. No one responded.
Oh, I did. I said mm-hmm.
Poem.
Plugs, what do we guys got? What do you want to point the people to? The floor is all of yours. Let's start with Anya.
Oh my. What did I plug last time I was here? I mean, listen to every HeadGum show that I work on. I stay tuned to the HeadGum feed because there's going to be I'm personally launching a very exciting show in the next couple months.
That's awesome.
And you can listen to my radio shows on the radio on WGXC.org. The Love Motel. Follow us. Send us. I don't remember. I think we might have gotten one submission from HeadGum listeners last time.
Yeah.
Send in your love advice questions or regular life advice questions. I would love to talk to you all over on the radio. The Love Motel. The dot Love Motel on Instagram.
On the radio.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, that was a long one.
I liked your plug. I didn't like Amir's response. Marika, what do you got?
Follow me at Marika Elon on Twitter, Instagram, and Letterboxd. Also, The Pit Wall is back. Listen to that. It's a lot of fun. We're posting episodes every week. So tune in and also read some poetry, you know?
Yeah. Turn this off and read some poetry. That's good. Plug.
At Jeffrey James on Instagram and listen to The Pit Wall. I would also say, I've never done this before, but unfollow Amir on a cross platform. Is that fair to say?
So that I don't get plugs.
You can follow him on Snapchat.
That's huge.
This is unbelievable. Follow me while I burn into flames. Follow me, follow me, follow me. Incubus.
Yeah.
Or maybe a different band.
Do you care?
Pearl Jam.
Amir, are you Gen X?
I was born in 83.
That was a HeadGum original.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news, we're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Lateman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
I will.
Can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.